Montezuma with it. And now, and Kraft throws it out of bounds. Turnover on the Zizzers as Carl Junction started trapping the basketball there, created the turnover. Vitas goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer boys basketball. And now, here comes that trap again. Kraft with the basketball over to Tuma. Back over to Kraft. Now they go Moore. Moore had it knocked out of his hand. And here comes Endicott up the floor. Three-pointer out of the corner is no good. And Kraft with the basketball. Jacob Moore on the other end lays it in for the Zizzers. Moore's got six. It's an eight-point lead for the Zizzers. And right now, Pant with the basketball up top. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Kraft with the rebound. And now Long with it. Back to Kraft. And this game's starting to look like the girls' game with all the contact from the Bulldogs. And it's not getting called. And now we get a foul on the Bulldogs. Jacob Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gosh, I got the hiccups, folks. Martin picked up his second, first team foul, second quarter on the Bulldogs. And Jacob Moore hits first free throw. He's got seven in the ball game. And it's a nine-point lead for the Zizzer boys. And he makes the second one. 10-point lead for the Zizzer boys, their biggest of the ball game. Vitas gives it up to Pant. Kicks it out. And the three is going to be good by Martin. 7-point lead for the Zizzer. 6.5 to go here in the first half. Tuma up the floor to Long. Moore with the basketball. And he's going to throw it away, it looks like. No, they're going to give it to West Plains. Zizzer basketball down on the baseline. Tuma will throw it in. Gets it up to Kraft. And Long with the basketball. Robbins will fire from the baseline. No good. And here coming the other way is Pant, and he'll score on the layup. And it's a five-point lead for the Zizzers. Long across the timeline. It's going to be out of bounds off of Pant, and it'll be Zizzer basketball. Aiden Judd's going to come in, and Jacob Moore is going to get a breather. So Tuma throws it into Kraft. Back to Tuma. Judd with it. Tuma. Now Kraft back to Tuma. They'll go to Clayton Robbins on the alley. If any, lays it off the backboard and in. This is up by seven. And it's stolen by Long. Here comes Long the other way, and a foul is going to be called. Josiah Long will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Vitas picks up the foul, his first, second team foul. And Josiah Long at the free throw line shooting two, makes the first one. So Vitas comes out, Shorter comes in for the Bulldogs. And Judd gets the rebound from Long's missed free throw, and it's stolen away. I am Pant with the easy layup on the other end. It's a 6-point lead for the Zizzer boys, 5:20 to go here in the first half. Long gets it to Kraft, who will fire. Kraft misses it. And here comes Shorter. And now, foul going to be on Kraft. And Kraft is going to pick up the foul. That's his first team foul. And at the free throw line will be Martin, shooting two. And he makes the first one. 5-point lead for the Zizzers. Second free throw from Martin is good. And it's a 4-point lead. Full court pressure now by the Bulldogs. Tuma over to Kraft. Long with it. Back out to Tuma up top. Right side. Robbins is going to fire and hits the three. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains. Mount Grove and Thayer, three-pointer. Zizzers up by 7. 4:45 to go. First half. McAfee with the basketball. Gives it to Martin. Back to McAfee down on the block. Up top, they'll go around to Shorter. On the right side over there is Pant. And up top, shot is up, no good. Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Tuma gives it to Kraft. Kraft brings it up back to Tuma. Robbins with it back to Tuma. Now Kraft on the right side. They go down on the block to Long underneath. And Aiden Judd with the easy basket underneath. His first basket of the ball game. It's a 9-point lead. And now Endicott to Martin up top. Martin on the left side. Shot is up, no good. Long with the rebound. Long bringing it up the floor across the timeline. Gives it up to Tuma. Tuma kicks it to Kraft, who will fire a three. It's good. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Zizzers with their biggest lead of the ball game at 12 with 3.5 to go, first half. McAfee gives it to Shorter on the left side. Shorter trying to drive now. Floater up, no good, and Long with the rebound for the Zizzers. Robbins will bring it up the floor. Cross court to Judd. Tuma with it now. Judd down the right corner. Back to Tuma up top. Left side now to Long. Kraft on the left wing. Robbins goes inside to Judd, and Judd scores on the easy basket. And timeout Bulldogs as the Zizzers lead it 27-13 with 3:01 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. And the Zizzer boys lead the Bulldogs 27-13 with 3:01 to go in the first half. It's Bulldog basketball. Shorter will bring it up across the timeline. And Kraft steals the basketball. And there's some contact. And Kraft is going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul is going to go against Ballard. That'll be his first. Third team foul. And Kraft makes the first free throw. So it's now a 15-point lead. And some kid just came up here and hugged me, and I have no idea who it was. It came from behind. Kraft makes the second free throw, and the Zizzers have opened up a 16-point lead here. And loose basketball on the floor, and now a foul is going to be called on Long. That's the second on Long, second foul here on this quarter. Moore will come in, and Long will come out for the Zizzer boys. And Shorter will throw it in on the baseline for the Bulldogs. They'll go inside to Pant. Pant gives it out to Martin. Now up top, that would be McAfee with the basketball. Shorter has it up top now. A lot of moving screens out of this Bulldog offense. And the three-pointer is good by Pant. And it's a 13-point lead for the Zizzers. 2:14 to go here in the first half. Kraft had it knocked out of his hand. They said Kraft was the last one to touch it, so it'll go over to the Bulldogs. Shorter will bring it up the floor. Shorter goes to the right side, down into the corner, back to Shorter, almost stolen by Kraft. Now Pant with it on the right side, and this time Kraft does get it. Robbins will bring it up the floor, gets it to Kraft. Back to Robbins. Judd fires the three-pointer. It's good. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and their three-pointer. It's a 16-point Zizzer lead. Minute and a half to go, first half. Shorter up top. Goes to the right side. That'll be Ballard with the basketball. Up top to Martin. Martin goes right side, is Shorter on the wing. He'll fire a three. That one's no good. And Judd with the rebound. Robbins up the floor, gets it to Moore on the right side. Kraft on the left wing. Jumper is no good. And here comes the Bulldogs with the basketball. McAfee. And the shot is up, no good. Robbins with the rebound. 50 seconds to go, first half. The Zizzer boys lead it by 16. Robbins will fire a three. It's good. Clayton Robbins with his second Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it'll be Bulldog basketball down on the baseline. 19-point lead for the Zizzer boys. 36 seconds to go, first half. Shorter will throw the ball in for the Bulldogs. Shorter gets it, and it's going to be blocked from behind by Robbins. Martin with the basketball. Now, left baseline, good for three. That would be Anderson. 16-point lead right now. Kraft up top. 16 seconds to go, first half. Zizzer boys on top. Kraft's going to try to drive, kicks it out. Judd will fire the three, no good. And here comes Shorter, going to put up the three. It is no good. Robbins with it. He'll fire from half court. No good. And at the end of the first half, it is 35-19. Zizzer boys with the lead over the Carl Junction Bulldogs. And we're coming back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Hey, pasta lovers. Your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken Parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires. can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. And it is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show with the West Plains Zizzer Boys leading the Carl Junction Bulldogs 35-19 here at the half. For the Zizzer Boys, they're being led here in the first half by Clayton Robbins with 12 points, 8 points for Jacob Moore, 7 for Aiden Judd, 5 for Jared Kraft, and Josiah Long with 3. And nobody in foul trouble for the Zizzer boys. Carl Junction is being led by, Pant has 7, 2 for Endicott, 3 for Anderson, 2 for Ballard, and 5 points for Martin. Zizzer boys led it 10-4 at the end of the first quarter, and they lead it 35-19 here at the half. Their biggest lead of the ball game was 19 points coming in the second quarter. Zizzer's call for 5 fouls in the first half, and Carl Junction called for 6. Zizzer boys been hitting the board. They've been rebounding, moving the ball around, and they've been able to hit some shots. They've hit 4 threes in the ball game so far. Carl Junction has hit 3 threes in the first half so far. So that's the way we stand here at the half. Zizzer boys leading 35-19 over the Carl Junction Bulldogs. All right, coming up next Monday night, we've got the West Plains Lady Zizzers going to Springfield Hillcrest, and the JV game will start at 5:30 with the varsity to follow. We'll have that varsity game for you on the radio. That's Zizzer girls. Now, Tuesday night, Zizzer boys will go to Springfield Hillcrest. Freshmen will play at 4:30, JV to follow, and then the varsity. We'll have the varsity game for you from Hillcrest next Tuesday night. That'll be the last game of the regular season. After that, the following week, well, both the boys and the girls, they will start district play. All right, it is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. This is the boys leading Carl Junction 35-19. We come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is kicking off Ram Truck Month with big savings on all new Rams in stock. Save with the $17,000 off MSRP on new 2024 Ram 2500s. Save with the $13,000 off MSRP on new 2025 Ram 1500s. Baird has banked with millions of dollars secured just for your next truck loan. And interest rates as low as 4.9% for 72 months. Baird will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry into a Baird location near you or check our low prices out online at buybaird.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See for details.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers. For full disclaimer.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School, and I hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And the Bulldogs of Carl Junction will get the basketball, start the third quarter. The Scissor Boys lead it 35-19. Scissors with the original starting lineup on the floor. And Bulldogs with the basketball. That's Pant on the right side. Up top of the key. Three-pointer is no good. Robbins with the rebound. He'll give it up to Moore. Back to Robbins across the timeline. Down in the corner is Kraft. He'll fire the three. No good. And for the basketball is Endicott. Kicks it out on the left side. And that is a three-pointer by Shorter. And just like that, now it's a 13-point lead for the Scissors. Kraft with the basketball. Right side, that's long down the corner. He'll bring it back up top to Robbins. Kraft on the right wing, trying to drive on the baseline. Gives it back to Moore now. Long on the left side. Moore up top, gives it to Robbins. Robbins and Long on the baseline gets the basket, and it's a 15-point lead, and the Bulldogs with the basketball. That's Endicott on the left side, up top to Pant, and Kraft almost stole it before he ended up in the Bulldog bench over there. So it'll be Bulldog basketball. I don't know what that official is doing over there on the side. Looks like he's trying to land a plane or something. Shorter. Up top of the basketball for the Bulldogs on the left side now. Now he goes up top to McAfee. Right side, that would be Pant. And the three-pointer is no good. Kraft with the rebound. Gives it up to Tuma. Tuma brings it up the floor. Gives it to Kraft across the timeline. Kraft with the basketball. On the left side, trying to get underneath. Moore, Tuma with it. Long. Now Robbins on the left side. That three is no good. Shorter with the rebound. And Shorter throws it away. Zizzer Boys basketball with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. The Zizzer Boys lead it by 15. Kraft. Across the timeline. Tuma, left side to Long, trying to go inside. Robbins just got smacked in the face. Ball was knocked out of bounds. No foul was called. It'll be Zizzer Boys basketball, though. So Tuma will throw it in on the baseline. So Tuma gets it in the Long. Kraft with it now up top. Kraft will fire a three. It's good. Jared Kraft with his second Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer of the night. 18-point lead for the Zizzer Boys. Endicott goes down on the baseline or on the low block. And it's good by McAfee. McAfee with the basket. Tuma brings it up. Long. Now Kraft on the right wing. He misses that shot, but it knocks it over to Tuma. They go. It's going to be Zizzer basketball. Martin was all over the back of Moore, and it was not called. So now Tuma will throw it in on the baseline. Kraft with it, and he'll hit the three from the left corner. Another Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Back to a 19-point lead for the Zizzer Boys with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Martin in the right corner. Now they go up top. That's McAfee. Endicott with it, coming down the lane. Blocked by Robbins up the floor. And that time, loose basketball, but Kraft picks it up, misses the shot. Long gets the rebound, gets it out to Tuma. Now Kraft was going to fire again. That's no good, but Robbins with it underneath, and he threw it to the other team, and now Kraft is going to get called for a foul. That'll be his second. First team foul in the third quarter on the Zizzers. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers lead at 43-24 over the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will throw it in half court. So it'll be Pant with the basketball up top. Gives it up to Endicott on the left wing. Endicott, and a foul's going to be called on West Plains. Josiah Long just picked up his third foul, second team foul. And at the free throw line is Endicott to shoot two. Misses the first one. Aiden Judd is going to check in, and Long is going to come out for the Zizzers. So Endicott, second free throw coming up. And it's good. Endicott now with 3 points in the ball game. Kraft, and the ball is stolen away. Here comes Bulldogs. Martin will fire a three. It's good. That's Martin's second three-pointer of the ball game. And now it's a 15-point lead, and here comes some three-quarter court pressure now by the Bulldogs. Kraft gives it to Tuma, and Tuma lost it. Martin up ahead to Anderson, shot up, and going to be a foul on West Plains as the Bulldogs go to the free throw line to shoot two. Clayton Robbins picks up his second, third team foul on the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs have not been called for a foul here in the third quarter. West Plains wants a timeout. West Plains leads it by 15, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugginsGroup.com. Find them on Facebook. Call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. Carson Anderson at the free throw line for the Bulldogs, shooting two. And he makes the first one. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 14-point lead by the Zizzers with 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. And he missed the second one. Rebound inside, shot no good, and up top key for three is Pant, and just like that, now it's an 11-point lead. The Zizzers have their lead cut from 19 to 11. Kraft with the basketball, Tuma up top, and Zizzers are making too many cross-court passes. And the Bulldogs are swarming to the basketball. Robbins will throw it in for the Zizzers on the side. And that one's knocked away. And the layup is missed, and there's a foul on the rebound by the Bulldogs, their first foul of the third quarter. Ballard picks up his second foul of the ball game. The Zizzers. And the Bulldogs, full court pressure now from the Bulldogs. Tuma with the basketball, back over to Kraft. Back to Tuma, they get across the timeline. Judd over to Robbins, inside. Moore gets the rebound underneath. Robbins is getting a lot of contact inside. And 3 seconds being called on the Zizzers. And the Zizzers starting to end up playing some 5-on-8 basketball here in the third quarter. They were ahead by 19. Now it's 11. Martin on the left side. Gives it up to Ballard. Up top they go Pant. Right side, that's Endicott. Back over to Pant on the left side. He's going to drive. Kicks it to Martin down the left corner. And going to be a blocking foul on Tuma. His first foul, fourth team foul. So Pant will throw it in on the baseline. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Zizzers, 11-point lead. Martin up top to Endicott. Gives it up now to Anderson up top. Anderson just carried the basketball and they didn't call it. And there was an air ball three. And here come the Zizzers, Kraft with the basketball underneath. And a lot of contact under there on the rebound, no call. Here comes Endicott. And shot's no good on the other end. Zizzer's with the basketball. Kraft with it now. He'll pull it out. Zizzer's run some offense here. Moore down on the block. Up top to Kraft, over to Judd on the right wing. Over to Robbins now. He'll fire a three from the wing. It's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. It's a 14-point Zizzer boys lead. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. And it's Anderson driving. Foul, and it counts. Who are they calling the foul on? And it's going to be on Jared Kraft. That's his third. That's the 15th foul here in the third quarter. To one foul by Carl Johnson. Anderson at the free throw line to shoot one. And he missed it. And a rebound underneath, but Kraft gets the basketball. Tuma will get the basket. And it is saved by the Bulldogs. And underneath, Anderson scores again on an easy basket. And it's a 10-point Zizzer lead now. Tuma underneath scores the layup, his first points of the ball game. Under a minute to play here in the third, it's a 12-point Zizzer lead. Missed layup that time by Pant, and the Zizzers bringing it up the floor. Tuma with the basketball, and that's going to be a foul on Pant. That's his first. Second team foul here on the Bulldogs in the third quarter. So Zizzers will throw it in on the side. Tuma will do the honors. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzers up by 12. Moore back to Kraft. Kraft gives it to Judd. Now Tuma up top. Kraft out near half court. Robbins back to Kraft. And now they're going to get Jacob Moore on a moving screen. That's the second on Moore. And it'll be Bulldog basketball. Landon Montgomery will come in. And Kraft will come out for the Zizzers. So now Ballard will throw it in on the side for the Bulldogs. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzer's up by 12. Anderson kicks it out to Pant now. Pant at the free throw line underneath. Ballard scores, and he's going to be fouled. I believe it's Jacob Moore. Count the basket. And, yep, Jacob Moore just picked up his third. And now Kraft will come in. Moore will come out. And Ballard has a chance to cut the Zizzer lead to single digits. And he does. So Ballard now with 5 points in the ball game. Judd, and there's a foul. Foul's going to go against Pant. That'll be his second. Third team foul on the Bulldogs. 4.1 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzer's up 48-39. Tuma will throw it in. Robbins back to Tuma. He'll fire up, and it goes in. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer off the glass. Zizzer's lead at 51-39, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25 horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. The Zizzer boys will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They lead it 51-39 over the Bulldogs. Tuma will throw it in, gets it to Kraft. Back to Tuma now. They'll get it to Robbins. Back door, and Kraft missed the reverse layup. And the Bulldogs with the basketball. It'll be Vadiz. Vadiz gives it up to Pant. Vadiz up top. Now shorter. Back to Vadiz up top. He's coming down the lane. And Vadiz with the circus shot gets the basket to go in. Gets the ball to go in the basket, I should say. 10-point lead for the Zizzers. Tuma with the basketball. Judge, Kraft. Robbins will fire a three from the wing. No good. And up the floor is Endicott. And Endicott scores on the easy basket. And it's an 8-point Zizzer boys lead. Kraft with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Judd up top for three. It is good. Aiden Judd gets the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer to fall. Back to an 11-point lead. And now McAfee scores inside on an easy basket. 9-point lead, 6.5 to go. Kraft on the right side with the basketball for the Zizzers. Up top to Judd. Now Tuma on the left side. Tuma kicks it out to Montgomery. Judd with it. Tuma on the right side. Robbins down on the low block. Puts it up. And a lot of contact. No foul. And Endicott. And the Bulldogs folks are hollering, call a foul, call a foul. Well, that will be good if they call fouls on the Bulldogs. They've been fouling the Zizzers all night. Shorter with the basketball right side. Now Pant with it. And Kraft will steal the basketball, and he'll make the layup on the other end. Zizzers are up by 11 now with 5:44 to go in the ball game. Vadiz will bring it up down the lane. And now they're going to call a foul. No, they're going to call a jump ball. But it goes to Carl Junction. Josiah Long and Jacob Moore will check in. Montgomery and Judd will come out for the Zizzers. And the Bulldogs get the basketball on the change of possession arrow. So they'll throw it in. Martin in the ball game now. Down on the low block. And it is good by McAfee. McAfee scores on the low block. And what a... We had whistles, but don't know why, but Zizzers will inbound now. Tuma with the basketball. Down the corners, Moore. Up top, the Robbins. Now they go to Long. Now Moore with it up top. Kraft with the basketball. Long. This one's going to go. And it's going to go to the Bulldogs. Imagine that. Zizzers had a 19-point lead in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs got it down to 9, and it's down to 9 again right now with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers trying to hang on here for the upset win at Carl Junction. Vitas with the basketball, coming down the lane, and he'll score. And basically right now, Bulldogs are just basically like Bulls in the China Closet. And the Zizzers want a timeout. 56-49, Zizzers with the lead, 4:47 to go in the ball game. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Baird Auto Group's Tax Time Savings event is going on now. Baird has stocked up the lot with affordable Baird Economy vehicles starting in as low as $89.95. Plus, Baird has over 200 high-quality Baird Certified Pre-Owned vehicles in stock. Bad credit, good credit, no credit, no problem. Baird has banks with millions of dollars secured just for your next car loan, and interest rates as low as 5.9% for 60 months. Baird will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry in to a Baird location near you or check our low prices out online at buybaird.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal, because why pay more? See you for details.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Thompson High School. And the Zizzer boys lead the Bulldogs 56-49 with 4:47 to go in the game. Zizzers will inbound on the side. Tuma gets it to Long. Long with the basketball, gives it to Tuma now. Zizzers led by 19 points, and it's now down to 7. Kraft up top. Tuma with it. Tuma up top. Gives it to Robbins. Long gives it to Kraft. Kraft up top. And Tuma. And now we got a foul. And Vitas just pushed Tuma out of bounds, and he's sitting there shaking his head no. So Vitas with his second foul, first team foul here in the fourth quarter. Zizzers inbound to Long. Long gives it to Moore. Moore with the basketball, and he throws it away. Here comes Bulldogs the other way. And Long with the basketball. Kraft gets it to Tuma. Tuma misses the easy layup on the other end. Here comes Martin this time. And now we're going to call a foul on Ethan Tuma. His second. First team foul on the Zizzers here in the fourth quarter. 3:44 to go in the ball game. 7-point lead by the Zizzers. And Bulldogs will inbound on the baseline, and Vitas misses it, and he just hit Jacob Moore in the back of the head on the rebound. Kraft underneath, and he scores on the reverse layup this time. It's a 9-point lead, 3.5 to go in the ball game. Pants up top. Vitas with the basketball coming down the lane, and he just ran. No way. Vitas just ran over Jacob Moore, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Moore. Moore was stationary. Vitas just ran right over him. So Vitas going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's the fourth foul on Jacob Moore. That was a bad one right there, folks. That was a bad one. Free throw is good by Vitas. Aiden Judd comes in. Moore will come out. 8-point lead for the Zizzers with 3:19 to go in the ball game. And he makes the second one. So full court pressure by the Bulldogs. 3:19 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. And like I said a while ago, Zizzers now are facing, and it's stolen, and Vitas is going to score on the layup. and it's a 5-point lead now. Long gives it up to Tuma. Tuma, cross court to Kraft, Judd. Now Robbins on the inside. Tuma on the easy layup. Tuma's got 7. Zizzer's up by 7 with 2:45 to go in the ball game. Shorter up top for the Bulldogs. Now it's Pant. Pant backs it up. Gives it to Endicott. Back to Pant up top. Pant with the basketball. Now he kicks it out. Shorter is going to fire the 3. It's good. And now another timeout is called. It's 60-56, 2:22 to go in the ball game. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zither Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. The Scissors have a 4-point lead with 2:19 to go here in the ball game. The Scissors at one time were up by 19. Kraft, and it's stolen. Here comes Pant the other way for another layup. It's a 2-point Bulldog lead now. Tuma with the basketball. Up ahead, Aiden Judd. Back to Kraft. Tuma, now Kraft. Up top. Long with the basketball. Gets it to Tuma. They'll go to Robbins down on the block. Robbins missed the shot, but Long gets it. Puts it up and in. Josiah Long with the baseline jumper. And West Plains is calling another timeout. With a minute and a half to go in the ball game, and West Plains up by 4. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zither Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. Scissor boys lead at 62-58. Minute and a half to go in the ball game. And the Bulldogs with the basketball. Shorter up top. Shorter. Over to Vitas. Vitas is driving the lane. And he missed it. Judd had it. And it's going to be Zizzer Boys basketball. I can't believe he gave it. And now they're going to overturn it. The coach said something to the official. The official is walking over here, and he's going to make him overturn the call. You wait and see. Here it comes. There it is. No. No. And now they're telling Mason no. Folks, there's no way the Zizzer Boys are going to get out of this gym with a win here. They're being robbed of a basketball game. Beat it. The human bulldozer. Martin fires the 3. It's no good. Long with the rebound. and Kraft with it now. Up the floor, gets it to Tuma. And loose ball, Judd with it now. Kraft with it. 1 minute to go. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Tuma will throw it in on the baseline with a minute two to go in the ball game. Zizzer's up by four. And they'll go to Judd up top. He'll give it to Kraft. And there's the foul on Pant. That'll be his third. Second team foul here in the fourth quarter. So look for Carl Junction, I guess, to maybe start fouling. So now Tuma will have to throw it in on the side. And he'll get it into Kraft. Kraft with the basketball, and there's a foul. And that's going to be on Shorter. That's his third. Third team foul. 56 seconds to go in the game. Zizzer's up by four. Now Tuma will throw it in at half court. On the side. And he'll get it to Kraft. Now Long with it. Back to Kraft. Kraft down to Robbins. And they're going to call Robbins for travel. And, folks, this one official, the one that overturned the call a while ago, he's starting to blow his whistle and call everything for Carl Junction right now. He's not even trying to hide it out there. All right. Here comes Pant up the floor. Four-point lead, 43 seconds. He'll kick it out. Vitas for three. It's no good. Judd had the basketball. And Shorter and Judd got tied up. It's a jump ball, and it goes to West Plains. But, folks, Judd just threw Shorter. Shorter was hanging on the ball. They were both hanging on to the ball. And Shorter went flying. Tuma will inbound the basketball, gets it into Long. Long. And a timeout. Well, now, wait a minute. West Plains called the timeout, and they're going to give it to him. I started to say they're going to rob him of it because he called the timeout. 34 seconds to go in the ball game. 4-point lead by the Zizzers. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. The Zizzers lead the Bulldogs 62-58. We have 34 seconds to go in the ball game. Robin throws it in to Tuma, and Tuma's going to get fouled by Shorter. That'll be the fourth foul on Shorter and the fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. So now Robbins will throw it in. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Robbins gets it to Tuma. Tuma, and now there's a foul. Endicott, his first. That's the fifth team foul on the Bulldogs. So now going to the free throw line is Ethan Tuma to shoot two with 31 seconds to go in the game. Tuma will shoot two. Here comes the first one. And it's no good. Zizzers are not a very good shooting free throw shooting ball club, folks. Tuma's second free throw coming up. And it's good. So it's a 5-point lead for the Zizzers. Bulldogs bring it up. Vitas going to the lane. There's a foul on West Plains. And Josiah Long picks up his fourth foul. That's a third team foul. So it'll be Pant to throw it in on the baseline. Finally gets it in. Shorter. It's an air ball. Tuma with the rebound and a foul by Vitas. That's the third on Vitas. And the Zizzers will go the other end with a five-point lead to shoot two. I believe it's Ethan Tuma again. 21 seconds to go in the ball game. Ethan Tuma to shoot two for the Zizzers. Makes the first one. It rattled around, but it went in. Six-point lead for the Zizzers now. And Tuma makes the second one. So now it's a seven-point lead. Vitas bringing the ball up, 18 seconds. Martin will fire a three out of the corner. No good, but he's going to be fouled. Martin's going to go to the free throw line to shoot three. Jared Kraft just picked up his fourth foul, fourth team foul on the Zizzers, but Martin at the free throw line to shoot three. 14 seconds to go in the ball game, and he missed the first one. It's a seven-point lead right now for the Zizzer boys. Second free throw from Martin. He makes that one. So Martin now with 9 points in the ball game. And now a timeout is called by Carl Junction. 14.4 seconds to go in the ball game. 65-59. Zizzer boys with the lead. One free throw left for Carl Junction. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. West Plains Zizzer boys lead the Carl Junction Bulldogs 65-59. 14.4 seconds to go in the ball game. Martin at the free throw line for the Bulldogs, shooting one free throw. Can the Zizzers hang on and get the upset win here? And this one is underneath, and it's in by Endicott. As Carl Junction, Martin just threw it off the backboard. It didn't hit the rim. It just hit the backboard, came back. And so Carl Junction with the timeout with 11 seconds to go in the ball game. The Zizzers still up by four. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. 11 seconds to go in the ball game. 65-61. Zizzer boys with the lead and the basketball. They will inbound on the baseline. Carl Junction is out of timeout. Zizzer boys have one timeout left. Clayton Robbins is going to go long, and it's stolen by Endicott. Here comes Vitas, and it's a three-pointer off the glass. Good. One-point lead. So the three-pointer is going to be good by Pant. And it should be a one-point lead for the Zizzers, 65-64. They didn't stop the clock, so now they have to decide how much time to put on the clock. Should be, I'm thinking about 2.5 seconds. But Pant just threw that one up, folks, from the left wing. It went off the glass and in. And why are all three officials over there talking to the Bulldog coach? They should be talking amongst themselves how much time is left in the ball game. This game should be over, because when the ball goes out of bounds after it makes shots, you don't stop the clock. You don't stop the clock. So time expired. Time has expired. This game should be over with. Aiden Judd was holding the ball out of bounds, so the clock didn't stop. And Carl Junction couldn't call a timeout. And they're going to end up putting time on the clock, and they shouldn't. And guess who is over there telling them what to do? The one who's, and that's it. Game over. Zizzers won it 65-64. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with your post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Bring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store.